Right, so polls. And I'm not talking about Polish people from Poland. That's not what I'm talking about. Okay? Talking about a new round of polls. Yes, a new round of polls. And I've said this before. I'll say it again. The polls that are conducted by the networks or the really have to be taken with a grain of dirty, filthy, grungy salt. Because it always seems to be the polls that are taken by non-television and newspaper outlets seem to be different than the polls by an ABC, CNN. So, Rasmussen. Okay? Rasmussen just released a poll. Are you ready for this? Rasmussen just released a poll that has Trump 43% and Clinton at 39%. 12% still like another candidate, and 5% are undecided. Now, last week at this time, Clinton was at 44% and Trump was at 39%. This is the highest support that Trump has gotten from Rasmussen since last October. Says Trump earned 75% support among his fellow Republicans and picks up 14% of the Democrat vote. 76% of Democrats like Clinton, as do 10% of GOP voters. So this is a Rasmussen poll. Now remember, the Quinnipiac poll has Trump down by 2. Now, Quinnipiac and Rasmussen are not affiliated with CNN. They're not affiliated with Fox. They're not affiliated with Bloomberg. They're not affiliated with ABC News. Doesn't necessarily behoove them to have something be way upside down. Doesn't behoove them to really do anything other than conduct a poll because they don't own a network. You know, we could talk about Rasmussen. We could talk about Quinnipiac. But it's not like us talking about them or going to their site and reading about it. You don't go to the Quinnipiac site or the Rasmussen site and there's ads for Toyota that freeze your computer. It's not like the Huffington Post. It's not like BuzzFeed. It's not like the Daily Beast where your browser freezes up and you get infected with all sorts of spyware tuberculosis. I mean, you go to the Rasmussen site, it looks like a site that would be named Rasmussen. When you go to Quinnipiac, it looks like a site that would be called Quinnipiac. So there's no entertainment value You're not going there and watching a Rasmussen panel. Hi, I'm Bill Rasmussen. This is Susan Rasmussen. And this is Benny Rasmussen. We're the Rasmussens. And we're going to give you our intellectual thought about these polls and what do they mean. It's nothing like that. Absolutely nothing like that. That's why you don't hear a lot of people talking about this poll. You don't hear a lot of people talking about this Rasmussen poll. But yet you'll hear a whole bunch of Republicans like that confused Tim Miller talk about, you know, battlegroundpoll.com or some random poll that has Trump down by 7 in Florida, 8 in Tennessee, 9. I mean, just random numbers in different states. But yet, Quinnipiac doesn't have those numbers. Like I said, all of these polls are just propaganda and show fluff. That's it. And people will use different polls depending on what's their narrative. So the Never Trumpers, like the confused Tim Millers or the unhealthy Katie Packer, they'll use, you know, obscure polls, or they'll use the Washington Post poll. They'll use a skewed, just bloated with Democrats poll and go, see, look, Kasich's former campaign manager, he'll use a Washington Post poll. They'll use that poll, and they'll put out a press release, or they'll put out a buzz, a little soundbite buzz that says, "See, we're better. We would beat Hillary. Look at the polls." But they won't talk about Rasmussen, or they won't talk about Quinnipiac. They'll talk about the poll that suits their agenda. And if you don't know the Rasmussen poll, you haven't read this, and you're only watching the news, then you're not going to know about this. Because the news, the propaganda, isn't going to talk about this because it goes against their narrative. ABC's not going to talk about this. George Stephanopoulos isn't going to talk about Rasmussen, just like he didn't talk about Quinnipiac, because it goes against their message, their narrative. And their message and their narrative and their poll is Trump down by 12. No one likes him. He sucks. He's horrible. Hillary's loved. She's FDR. She's the greatest in the world. That's their narrative. That's their propaganda. So the millions of people that watch ABC and the ABC products, they get fed that propaganda. They're not going to get fed a Rasmussen poll. They're not going to get fed a Quinnipiac poll. They're going to get fed their home-brewed propaganda. Same thing with NBC. Same thing with Bloomberg. So when you have unhealthy Katie Packer talk about Trump's a disaster, Trump sucks, Trump's horrible. Really, Katie, why do you say that? Just look at the polls. Which poll? The ABC poll. What about the Rasmussen? I don't know what you're talking about. Let's talk about the ABC poll. But Rasmussen has Trump up. Oh, I don't know about that. I'm going to talk about the Quinnipiac poll. He's only down by 2. No, I'm going to talk about the ABC poll. Why are you going to talk about the ABC poll? Because it fits your narrative. It fits the propaganda that you want to spew. That's why. People that watch the shows and read the information from the various sites, the various newspapers, that only dish out that propaganda never know the truth. They never know the truth. And that's the sad thing. It really is. We used to not be this way. I mean, granted, I'm 42. I can't give you, 100-year history. And yes, the media has always been liberal, but like I said before, there was always this aura. There was this aura of being impartial. Like I said a week ago, Dan Rather basically lost his job, lost his career, because he looked like he was playing partisan politics as a reporter. That whole George Bush draft dodging National Guard, that whole controversy, that cost Dan Rather his livelihood, because people went, "You're supposed to be a newsman. You're not supposed to be a liberal advocate. You're supposed to deliver the news. You're supposed to say, this happened today, that happened yesterday, this is going to happen next week. Good day, good night." And he let his views, his political views, get mishmashed with this story, and he got fired. So, yeah, it wasn't 100 years ago, and yes, it's always been controlled by liberals. Hollywood's always been controlled by liberals. TV, everything. But there was a sense of, I gotta leave my politics at the door. There's a difference between news and opinion. There's a difference between entertainment and politics. Difference. You don't have an entertainment show and then slide in political messaging. You don't play politics with entertainment. And it all changed. It all changed. These past seven and a half years, Obama really ushered aura of everybody knows that CNN has an agenda. NBC has an agenda. Tapper, Anderson Cooper, everybody now knows all these people have a liberal agenda. It's all about promoting liberalism. There is no, hey, you can't do that because it shows that you're biased. It's like, the jig's up. So you're not going to hear a Rasmussen poll. You're not going to hear a panel discuss a Rasmussen poll. They're going to act like it doesn't exist. They're going to act like it doesn't exist. Act like it doesn't exist. That's all. That's all. And this survey was conducted by 1,000 likely voters between June 28th and June 29th. Margin of error is plus or minus 3 percentage points. So, a couple of the other breakdowns. Trump holds a 14-point lead among men, while Clinton leads by 6 among women. That's a big difference when you hear Clinton leads among women by 90 points. Candidates are tied among those under 40, while Trump leads among older voters. Clinton continues to hold a wide lead among blacks. Trump leads among whites and other minority voters. Among voters not affiliated with either major party, Trump leads by 18 points, but 28% of those voters like some other candidate or are undecided. 89% of the voters who strongly approve the job Obama is doing choose Clinton. Trump has 86% support among those who strongly disapprove of the president's job performance. This poll by Rasmussen, it's not CNN or ABC or any of these affiliates, is different. Than ABC or NBC. And for that matter, it's different than Fox. Because Fox just put out a poll that has Hillary up by, I think, 5. Fox. You know, the partisan network. That's what the left likes to say. Oh, they're just a Republican mouthpiece. Well, if that was the case, then they would have Trump up, but they don't. Doesn't fit into their narrative. They might be a Republican mouthpiece, but they're not a Trump mouthpiece. They don't like Trump. Yeah, Hannity might like him. O'Reilly might like them, but they're not pro-Trump. They would love to have Kasich, or they would love to have Cruz. They'd love to have anybody but Trump. I mean, you see all the anti-Trump people that go on Megyn Kelly, that go on Hannity or go on O'Reilly. I mean, they get a full list. I mean, Krautheimer despises Trump. Despises him. Despises him. So they want to create a narrative that gets Priebus and so many of the other Republicans to make that move at the convention. Remember, all Republicans watch Fox. Or, I should say all. A good percentage. They watch Fox. They want to see what's going on. They want to see if they're being talked about. They want to see if they're being talked about badly. So if they're watching Fox News and they're seeing a poll that says Hillary Clinton's up by 6 on Trump, that gives them juice. That gives them maybe a little hope, a little excitement to rile up Kasich, rile up Cruz, rile up those never Trumpers to maybe make a move at the convention. It's a game. It's a game. Fox purposely is doing it. It's a game. If you get the Paul Ryans, you get the McConnells to watch Fox, they go, see, look, we really should make a move. F the voters. Let's just make a move. Let's keep pushing the vote with your conscience. And then we'll just have to make Trump's plane crash. Because he will not go quietly. He will not go quietly. Isn't it wild? Every network has a poll that's different than the independent polls. Seriously, doesn't that tell you something? Yeah, admit that. Come on. You got to admit that's funky. Every poll that's associated with a network, different than the two or three polls that have come out that aren't associated, that make no money. Having panels, having Charles Krautheimer, having Karl Rove. Rasmussen has Trump up. Quinnipiac has him down by two. An ABC poll, Trump's down by 12. NBC poll, he's down by six. Fox, he's down by six. CNN, he's down by seven. You got to admit this. Trump has, as reports say, no money. Trump is running no ads. And according to every media outlet, including Fox, he's running the worst campaign in the history of presidential campaigns. He's making flub after flub, whether it's Orlando terror attacks or Brexit. He's abysmal. And yet, if you average out all the polls, you're talking about 6 points. If you average out all the polls, he's basically in the exact same position Romney was, and for the most part, McCain was. Now, granted, they both lost, but they both were running almost flawless campaigns. They both had hundreds of millions of dollars in their coffers. They had the full support of their party, undying support. And yet, they're at the same place that Trump is at. And Trump doesn't have the money, doesn't have the support, doesn't have the policy knowledge, has the entire, I mean, the entire establishment against him. The media against him, Hollywood against him, and yet he technically is tied where Romney and McCain were. Jesus, guys, that's incredible. I mean, come on, just look at it from that standpoint. That's incredible. I mean, that is incredible. I mean, that's a game changer. That is a game changer. That shows you how Trump has shaken up the political landscape this election cycle. Seriously. It's amazing. It really is. It's amazing.